The commissioner for the Boston Police Department is responsible for overseeing public safety for nearly 700,000 residents of the city and then hundreds of thousands more who come through the city each year. Boston has not had a permanent police commissioner since June, when Dennis White was fired by then-acting Mayor Kim Janey after decades-old allegations of domestic abuse came to light. White had been appointed from within the force by Boston Mayor Marty Walsh at the end of January, shortly before Walsh left office to become U.S. Labor Secretary. So now, here we are. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu has to fill this police commissioner vacancy, and there is a lot riding on it. Earlier this month, Wu named a five-person committee for the search, including a former judge, a former Boston police commissioner, and three community leaders. They are tasked with interviewing and recommending candidates to the mayor for this massive job. So, what does the city need in its next head of police, and how do you find that right match? Joining us, Abigail Forrester, executive director at the Center for Teen Empowerment, who is on the mayor's search committee. Abigail, thank you for joining us on Radio Boston.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So, the police commissioner is a huge job. If you had to sort of describe it in a couple of sentences, what is the job?
There's this sort of internal responsibility of oversight and management, as you mentioned in the opening, but also this external balance in between looking at the social issues that have been taking place in the community and how do you sort of bridge the responsibility of oversight and management internally with like the community challenges and issues that have a longstanding problem in law enforcement, primarily in the Boston community.
Since the murder of George Floyd in May of 2020, we've had a sustained national, statewide, and citywide conversation about police reform. It is in our sights in a way that arguably it hasn't been in any of the previous police commissioner appointments for, I don't know, how far back you want to go, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. Clearly, Mayor Wu, putting three community leaders, one former law enforcement officer on the panel, has change in sight. How important is that perspective, Abigail, in your work and in the work of the committee?
Well, I think that perspective is very valuable and important. And you know, I want to give credit to Mayor Wu for going against the norm, right? The norm has been that, you know, a lot of these sort of selection committees have been people who are part of the institutions that we're actually trying to change. This is a different approach. And I think it's very important because the voice of the community and those who are at the hands of law enforcement and have experienced a lot of, quite frankly, some injustices at the hands of law enforcement need to be heard so that not only the antidotes are brought to the forefront, but more importantly, those antidotes lead to change in institutional practices. And so I think it's very important that community members like myself who have a connection to the community can help to help lift up the attributes that we need for someone who's a leader that, again, can bridge the gap between the external issues and challenges in better policing and what needs to happen internally.
Did it give you any pause when you were invited to serve on this selection committee? I mean, A, it's a huge responsibility, and B, one that will, I'm assuming, receive intense public scrutiny while you do your work.
Yeah, no, it did give me great pause because I didn't put my name in the hat for this. Quite frankly, I got a call that said that my name had come up a couple of times as someone who could add value to this process. And so I did take a deep breath, but I took a deep breath in two senses. One is that, you know, I'm also, my history is that I'm a reentering citizen, grew up in the community, understand a lot of the social issues, been at the hands of law enforcement in ways that people didn't see before cameras came into play. And so I understand that end of the spectrum, but also don't have any challenges around the need for policing. I think law enforcement is important if it's done in the right way. And so my responsibility over the years and as a nonprofit leader and trying to create change in my community had me take a breath, but also say this is an opportunity for me to speak truth to power and put leadership in a position and have a voice in that leadership that can make a difference as we go forward and not have to repeat the cycles of what I've seen in my own personal experience from Rodney King to George Floyd.
Is there a story in your own life that you're willing to share and that you're carrying into this work?
Not necessarily. Again, it's just my lived experience, you know, full scale, you know, on both sides. I'm not only, you know, a reentering citizen, but also I have people in my family. My sister was a Boston police officer. She's a retired. I have extended family that are part of the police force. So I have a purview on this from many different angles that I think can add value.
So I'm going to ask you to sit tight, please, Ebergal. I'm going to add a second voice here, one from law enforcement. Kelly Nee is chief of police at Boston University. Prior to that, she spent more than 33 years with the Boston Police Department. Chief Nee, thanks for joining us. Welcome back.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So how do you, I know you've been listening to our conversation, what do you see as the urgency and the top priority in this selection of a new chief of police, a new commissioner for the city of Boston?
I think the urgency is that the department itself really needs a lot of stability and leadership. I want to commend Greg Long. He's done a phenomenal job of holding it together, but, you know, he's been pretty clear that he didn't want the number one job. And I think that the city and the department are really looking for that solid commitment of leadership to take the department into the next phase.
Gregory Long being the acting commissioner who is serving as an advisor to the search committee. Chief Nee, you have an inside perspective of the Boston Police Department after over three decades there. What are your immediate thoughts on Mayor Wu's selection process for a new commissioner as it's laid out? Is this the right search committee? This fairly unusual step of last week, public comment where, you know, community meetings where people can lay out their priorities, another community meeting tomorrow. How does that differ or compare to what you've seen in the past?
Well, it's really different from anything that I've experienced in my career with the Boston Police Department, but I think it's really well-deserved. I think she's doing a great job. I think this committee is made up of some fabulous and intelligent people, like Abigail said, that will bring in the community's perspective. It's the first time that they've had an opportunity to articulate the characteristics that they would like to see the next police commissioner have. You know, I think the mayor was talking about policing through a lens of public health. And I just think policing is changing. I think we've seen that with police reform. And I think this next commissioner is going to have a lot of responsibility to take the department in that direction, but also to take care of the police officers that have been doing the work and holding it down and have just done an extraordinary job of keeping crime rate down and doing a great job. And, you know, we can't forget that they need to be taken care of, too.
This is Radio Boston. We're having a conversation about selection of the new commissioner of police for the Boston Police Department with Chief Kelly Nee of the Boston University Police Department and Abigail Forrester, Executive Director at the Center for Teen Empowerment and a member of the Mayor's Search Committee. So I'm going to put a question to each of you now. And Chief Nee, I'll stay with you for a second. I'd like you to think of a particular officer in the Boston Police Department, somebody you know, somebody you did know. What is most important, like almost in that bullet list, you know, qualifications portion of a job description, what is most important to that officer in their next police commissioner?
I think, you know, strong leadership, somebody that can bridge the relationship with the community, you know, to reestablish the legitimacy of the police department. Not that they don't have it now, because I do think if you go to the community, we have so much community support in the city of Boston to our police department. But this next commissioner, it's just going to be a different job. I think the members of the department will be looking for strong leadership, good support, taking care of the officers, and just being a really valuable person within the community and listening to the community and understanding what the community needs and wants from their police department.
So, Abigail Forrester, I'll turn to you now and ask you to picture one of the young people that you work with at Teen Empowerment and think about that bulleted list from that young person's perspective. What is most important in terms of qualifications and characteristics in this next commissioner?
Yeah, I would say that young person would want someone who has the cultural competency to understand that they are more than just the incidents that police pull up to, right? And so this is why there's a huge intersection between public health and policing. It's because there are other issues that are prevalent within the community that lead to the incidents that law enforcement pull up to. And there's a level of sensitivity and understanding about what the community is dealing with that actually impacts the practices of how police approach the community members when it comes to issues that they have to address. And so I think that that like level of sort of diverse thinking and cultural competency, I think, is very relevant to the next leader or commissioner for BPD.
So as I listen to the two of you, a couple of things are running through my head. First, yes, that makes sense. What both of you are saying makes sense. And also, that's a lot. It's a tall order. And I don't mean that in a whiny way, like you're never going to get it. But how does one find a person with that skill set? What have they been doing? Or are they likely doing now in law enforcement, Chief Nee, to have that skill set?
Well, I think you're going to look for somebody who's really already been very, very much engaged with community policing. You know, the Boston Police Department has the Bureau of Community Engagement, and you see what they're doing all the time, being in the community and really listening and contributing to the community and being part of the fabric of the community. I think that's what you're going to be looking for, is somebody that is really engaged in the community, where they're already someone within the police department, within the city of Boston, that brings with them their existing contacts that already have been established, or if they go outside of the city, but somebody who has certainly demonstrated that they can work with the community and really listen and understand what they need.
Well, let's stay with something that you just mentioned there for a second, Chief Nee, which is this staying inside the force versus going outside the force. Abergal, I know in the first community meeting you heard advocacy for both. Yes. Is that correct?
Yes.
And how are you thinking about that? Are you agnostic? I don't have an opinion on that either way. Are you thinking, you know, unless someone surprises us from the inside, now is the time to look outside the department? Have you had any guidance from the mayor on that?
No, I think this is an open process, and I think it's a both and, right? This is about really identifying someone, in my mind, who has the integrity to really address the issues that people are bringing to the forefront from the community angle and from the internal operations of BPD angle. And so, you know, it's an open process. You know, it's a process of whoever, you know, if an individual, you know, rises to the occasion and, you know, they have a good understanding and there's somebody who's already existed internally that brings that open-minded understanding about the balance between the law enforcement technical approaches and community needs and understanding, then that person will rise to the surface. If it's someone external who understands, you know, as Chief Nee mentioned, just different approaches to community policing, but not just being top heavy in that, but also understanding how to deal with the technical aspects of policing as well, and holding the internal law enforcement accountable to their responsibilities, and that's important as well. So we just have to stay open and really take the anecdotes, listen in about the experiences, and then tie that into attributes and characteristics that we're looking for in the next leader.
So,
BPD.
Chief Nee, I'm going to turn to you with the same question, hearing you talk about, for example, in your list of what's important, reestablishing legitimacy, understanding that this has been a scandal-ridden department over the last couple of years. You talked about strong leadership. And we know we're in a moment of police reform. So I'm just going to ask you straight up, is this a time to look outside a department if those are the kinds of items that are top of the agenda?
Well, to really reiterate what the executive director just said, is that I'm somewhat agnostic about it. I think you want the best possible candidate. If that person materializes from within the department, then that's who they should go to. I think there's something to be said with either approach. I don't have a preference really one way or the other. I do think this is a time of big change in law enforcement, big change in communities' expectations. And I think this committee is well poised to bring some phenomenal candidates before the mayor. And it would have to be somebody that is going to fit with her vision and how she foresees law enforcement evolving under her tenure.
Abergal Forrester, last question to you. In this first community meeting where people came to tell you what was important to them, what is the one comment that stuck most with you?
Equity. you know, equity in treatment. You know, there were ex-officers talking about the inequity of consequences within BPD, right? And then if you flip that and you turn it to the external community, there are issues within the community where there isn't equity in how community members are treated based on profiling, et cetera. So I think the one thing that stands out for me in all of this is how do we make sure that we're identifying someone who has the fortitude to stand up for equitable treatment across the board.
All right. Abigail Forrester is executive director at the Center for Teen Empowerment and is serving on Mayor Wu's Police Commissioner Search Committee. And Kelly Nee is the chief of police at Boston University, served over 33 years in the Boston Police Department. Abigail, Chief Nee, thanks to both of you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much. Take care.
You too.